Many people have been talking about it. More than 50 writers, scientists, broadcasters and academics have signed an open letter expressing concern at the negative consequences of the Prime Minister's assertion in a country where most people do not describe themselves as Christian. Andrew Copson is from the British Humanist Association, the group that organised the open letter to the Daily Telegraph. He's on the Burnsie Show this morning. Andrew, thank you very much for your time this morning. Morning to you.
Morning.
What's your problem with the Prime Minister saying Great Britain's a Christian country?
Well, I think there are two problems with it. Firstly is that it's not true. Only a minority of people in this country are believing, practising Christians, and even though a slightly larger proportion than that feel they have a Christian religious identity, it's still a minority and it's still diminishing.
Where are you getting that fact from?
The British Social Attitude Survey, which asks people, do you feel you belong to a religion, yes or no, and if so, which one, has 43% of people saying that they a Christian.
I've seen other evidence today suggesting it's 59% believe themselves to be Christian.
You're probably referring to the census that asks a question on religion. The census asks the question, what is your religion? Which it doesn't take very long to realise is a very leading question and a very closed one, and almost all reputable statisticians say that what that actually reveals is an inflated figure which measures sort of cultural affiliation rather than religious affiliation.
Okay,
if you do want to use the census, then we should realise that in 2001 the Christian response was 72%, in 2011 it was 59%, and if that trend continues, which there's no reason to think it won't, that means that Christians will be 49% by 2018. So if we are a Christian country, even on that measure, we'll only be one for the next 4 years, so I think the difference is not worth arguing about.
All right, so what's your beef with the Prime Minister? He's a Christian, he believes in it,
Yes, that's right. And the first sentence of the letter that was published at the weekend was that we respect the right of the Prime Minister to his religious beliefs. That's beyond question. There's no, you know, he's a free person in a free country like all the rest of us. He can have the beliefs he chooses to have. The objections to what he said, which was that we were a Christian country, that we should proclaim that we should promote it, and that we should have a greater role, that he wanted to have a greater role to Christian organisations in our public life. The reasons to object to that are firstly, as I said, because it's not true, but secondly, that it is potentially damaging. More and more in the last few years, we've seen church leaders, obviously, but also politicians increasingly say that we're a Christian country. And I think that that is divisive and alienating for people who are British, like me. I'm British, my parents are British, my grandparents are British. None of us are Christians. You know, I don't feel included by a British identity that is built on the idea of us as a Christian country. And lots of other non-Christian, non-religious people will feel the same. Lots of non-Christian religious people from other non-Christian religions will feel the same. So I think it's potentially dangerous. It's certainly divisive. It's certainly not going to work.
In what way dangerous?
Well, I think it can lead to a divided society where people don't feel that they are part of the Britain that we live in today. I mean, if I wanted to, try and set out to bring a country of many diverse, different, you know, religions and non-religious approaches to life together in a British identity, I think that I would talk about shared values. I'd talk about the values of democracy, respect for the rule of law, virtue, like neighbourliness and tolerance and a certain measure of liberality in our dealings with others, which most British people do share.
Aren't they Christian values as well?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're shared values. Mm-hmm. So Jewish people may have those values.
Indeed.
Non-religious people may have those values. Some Christians also will have those values. But that doesn't make them Christian values any more than they are Jewish or humanist or Muslim values. They are shared values on which we can build a shared national identity. And to talk instead of a narrow, specific one religion as being the one that defines our country, I think is divisive because it may potentially alienate people from that sense of national identity and community.
Also,
that's one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other reasons come in what the Prime Minister then said about wanting to give Christian organisations a greater role in the provision of public services in our public life. And I think a lot of people will feel uncomfortable with that idea.
Right. So what sort of reaction have you had to your open letter?
Well, you know, by and large, very positive. Obviously, I don't know how one gauges reactions to these things. There was a lot of sort of to and fro on social media from people who were supportive. There's been a lot of indication, you know, there's been a lot of coverage of it, and that's good. I mean, the point of an open letter like this is to try and gain some publicity for the alternative point of view. People keep saying Christian country, Christian country, Christian country. Well, one of the successes of this open letter, obviously as an open letter, it's addressed to the public. One of the successes of it is to have gained some publicity for the alternative point of view, which is that we're a diverse country of many different religions and beliefs, and in the modern Britain, that's what we should be building on. So I think, you know, that's the sort of reaction that we've had that we're happy with.
Mm. Are you sure you think the Prime Minister is dangerous in doing this and opening this debate up and giving his views?
I didn't say the Prime Minister was dangerous. I said
the views.
The promotion of Britain as a Christian country is potentially dangerous. Is dangerous because of its potential for division. Yes, I do think that. I think that the society that we want to build, if we want to have a secure society for the future, in recognition of our diversity, is a society that is explicitly built on shared values. And not try and build it on a basis which is alienating. And I think that alienation and division in a society such as that might cause is dangerous, yes.
What do you feel about religion as a whole, as a humanist?
Well, that's a very big question. I mean,
well, I thought I'd ask it.
I think that, like everyone, I know many religious people who are very good and kind and moral people. I know many religious people who aren't, just as I know many non-religious people in either case. So I think that religion is a matter for the individual. It's largely conditioned by the way that they were brought up, of course. I don't, you know, as I said at the beginning, I think that everyone is and should be free to pursue the religion or non-religious belief of their choice. What I worry about is when religion and religious organisations are given a privileged position in our society. I think that in a state that has citizens of many different beliefs, what we should be trying to do is make sure that no one is discriminated against and no one is privileged on the basis of their religion.
But is that not our history and heritage? Have we not always been a Christian country?
Well, that's an interesting point of view. I mean, that's another possible way in which we could describe ourselves as a Christian country in terms of heritage and history. But even so, I think that's not fully accurate. Christianity has played a part, an enormous part, in shaping our country, but so have many non-Christian forces. You know, lots of our heritage comes from Anglo-Saxon and Roman origins before Christianity in this country. Lots of our modern-day culture comes from sort of post-Christian forces in the last couple of hundred years, things that have been to some extent a reaction to Christianity, like democracy, for example, or liberalism, and things that have been products not of Christianity but of a wider range of beliefs, like the modern welfare state. So Christianity has certainly played a part in shaping the Britain of today, but so have lots of different cultural forces, religious and non-religious. And I think that's one of the good things about being British, is that we can look back. We're one of the oldest countries in the world in this sense. We can look back on a very mixed and rich heritage of all sorts of different influences that have made us what we are. And so we should pay tribute to that and recognise the role of some Christians and of Christianity in that. But I think we should recognise it's not the whole story in the past, and that looking forward we need a more inclusive basis for our national identity.
Andrew, thanks for your time this morning. Andrew Copson from the British Humanist Association, who organised that letter in protest to the Daily Telegraph, an open letter.